This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Since the start of the Israeli-Hamas war, Israeli settlers have been more and more aggressive toward their Palestinian neighbors, at first shooting across the border, and lately actually entering the West Bank and attacking. VOA's Yann Boshab reports from the West Bank on this.
Amount of rubble, personal items, and destroyed furniture used to be the home of two Palestinian families in the herding community of El Mafagara until 2 weeks ago. One day, Jewish settlers who lived nearby arrived with guns, trucks, and a bulldozer, according to those who live here. In minutes, they say, everything was gone. People here say that before the war, they would call the Israeli police to solve any problems they had with the neighbor settlers. But now, they say, nobody comes to help them anymore. Yambuesha, VOA News, Hebron, the West Bank.
The humanitarian situation in Sudan, according to the United Nations, is catastrophic.
Sudan is now the world's largest displacement crisis, with 7.1 million people displaced.
That's Martha Ama Bakyapobi, the Assistant Secretary General for Africa, who says the warring parties have said they want to have a ceasefire, but their actions suggest otherwise. At the APEC meeting in San Francisco, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida committed to pursuing mutually beneficial relations. It's their first face-to-face talks in a year, signed the two of Asia's largest communities, looking to patch things up.